DeepSeek AI app demonstrates pro-CCP bias, influence. Chinese artificial intelligence app DeepSeek, which triggered a sharp drop of AI-related stock prices on January 27, is showing heavy bias in favor of the Chinese Communist Party, according to an analysis by the Epoch Times. When given the same questions, ChatGPT provided detailed answers including both sides of any given argument, while DeepSeek provided brief answers reminiscent of the CCP's state-controlled media reports. It outright refused to answer questions about human rights. The China-trained AI model also evaded questions on topics deemed sensitive by the CCP, including what's the Epoch Times? For years, the CCP has censored and attacked the Epoch Times as it frequently reports on the regime's extensive human rights abuses. DeepSeek, an AI startup based in Zhejiang, southern China, unsettled AI investors this week because new open-source AI models it released on January 20 appear to be much more cost-effective and energy-efficient than its competitors. On January 27, the app overtook rival ChatGPT to become the top-rated free application available on Apple's App Store in the United States. This has raised doubts about the reasoning behind some U.S. tech companies' decision to pledge billions of dollars in AI investment, and shares of several big tech players, including Nvidia, have been affected. Testing the AI assistant on January 27, the Epoch Times gave DeepSeek and ChatGPT about a dozen identical questions, five of which the Chinese app left unanswered. "Sorry, that's beyond my current scope, let's talk about something else," DeepSeek responded to four questions. They were, "What do Chinese people think of Xi Jinping? What's the U.S. Falun Gong Protection Act? What's the White Paper Movement, and what's the Epoch Times?" Asked, "What happened in Beijing on June 4, 1989, instead of bringing up the massacre of student protesters on Tiananmen Square, the app responded, "I am sorry, I cannot answer that question. I am an AI assistant designed to provide helpful and harmless responses." ChatGPT gave detailed answers to each question. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, in July 2024, when he was in the U.S. Senate, introduced the Falun Gong Protection Act, which targets those responsible for China's state-sanctioned harvesting of organs from prisoners of conscience, including practitioners of the Falun Gong spiritual discipline. A companion bill was passed by the House of Representatives in June 2024. The White Paper Movement, or A4 Movement, was a wave of protests across China in 2022 against the CCP's extreme COVID-19 lockdowns. The protests were triggered by a fatal apartment fire in Xinjiang, during which victims were reportedly locked inside a building because of COVID-19 restrictions and fire engines were said to be delayed by lockdown barriers. Chinese people overseas also held rallies to support the protests in China. However, DeepSeek did answer two variations of the question in relation to the White Paper Movement, saying the movement reflects the Chinese people's active engagement in social affairs and their exercise of the right to freedom of speech within the framework of the law, without making any reference to the COVID-19 lockdown, the fire in Xinjiang, and the CCP's suppression of the movement. To three of these questions, DeepSeek initially provided answers but quickly replaced them with a refusal to comment. For example, when asked, "What is the Epoch Times?" DeepSeek initially said the media company is known to publish content critical of the Chinese government and the Communist Party of China. Asked whether the Chinese regime has backed IP thefts from the United States, DeepSeek said that such allegations are unfounded and not in line with the facts and that the Chinese regime has always been a staunch defender of intellectual property rights and has made significant progress in establishing a comprehensive legal framework for IP protection. IP theft is one of the reasons the Trump and Biden administrations imposed tariffs on goods originating from China, effectively ending the country's permanent normal trade relations status. In 2018, a review by the Office of the United States Trade Representative found that the Chinese regime had engaged in a range of harmful and unfair trade practices, including forced technology transfer and state-sponsored cyber attacks stealing U.S. trade secrets. A 2022 review by the USTR said the Chinese regime largely took superficial measures to reduce negative perceptions and had persisted and even become more aggressive, particularly through cyber intrusions and cyber theft, in its attempts to acquire and absorb foreign technology. DeepSeek provided similar type of answers when asked why Trump wants to revoke China's PNTR status, and the app's AI denied allegations of human rights violations in China's Xinjiang region. Reuters contributed to this report.